Look up. Go on. Look straight up. Okay. If you're inside, go outside. Right. Now look up. That point directly above your head. The zenith. That's different for every one of us. Every one of us, because we live on this sphere called our home planet, sees a different point directly above us. If you're in the UK, and I know many of you are in the UK, the point directly above me is down through your feet. Well, not quite exactly. The antipodes to you in the UK is actually a little bit southeast of the South Island of New Zealand. For me, the antipodes is somewhere in the Atlantic off the coast of southern Spain. So for each of us, because we're on this sphere, the point directly above us is different. And one thing that I don't think many people, particularly in the Northern Hemisphere, appreciate, and definitely the people here in the Southern Hemisphere don't fully realise how lucky we are, is the night sky. It's winter here in Brisbane, and it's cool, not cold, but what it also is clear and somewhat dry. Much drier than in summer when the humidity's up. And because of that, we get these stunningly beautiful clear nights. And even here in the city, with all the light pollution, we get a chance to see the sky. It's so much better when you're out bush somewhere, away from the city lights. Unfortunately, that's not always the case for many of us living the urban lifestyle. But we look up into a different part of the sky to the people in the Northern Hemisphere. Those of you who look at the northern sky and are in wonder of the vast vista that you see, the North Pole Star, all of the different constellations, and the Milky Way spreading its milky spilt splash of stars across your night sky, don't appreciate how much better it is down here. You see, in the Northern Hemisphere, you look out through the outer arms of the Milky Way, whereas here in the Southern Hemisphere, we actually look in towards the galactic centre. We are looking into what is that supermassive black hole that sits in the centre of our galaxy with all of the billions of stars circling it. And you don't get to see that majesty in the Northern Hemisphere. I heard documentary say just the other day, as he was lying on his back in Brest, how wonderful the sky was. And I thought, yeah, buddy, you should be down here. And I hope, Christian, that when you're in New Zealand recently, you got a chance to look at the southern sky from New Zealand. It really is quite spectacular. And if you happen to be here in the Southern Hemisphere and you look up into that southern sky part of the Milky Way, in towards our galactic centre, you get to see one of the few, well, you get to see the only negative constellation in the whole sky. It's a constellation called the Emu, and it's a native Australian constellation, and it's not very well known. Whereas all the other constellations are this drawn out imaginary creation based on the position of the different stars, the Emu is a constellation created by the blackness that is spread along the Milky Way, created by the dust clouds that prevent us from seeing all the detail in the Milky Way centre. The Emu looks like an emu running, but it's stretched out long. Both of its legs are behind it. It's lying down and with its neck stretched right out. And whereas most of the constellations take up, say, a handspan of the sky when you view the sky, the Emu takes up multiple handspans. It is probably the largest constellation in the sky. And it is a shadow. It is this negative space that you see in the galactic centre of our Milky Way galaxy. You don't see that in the Northern Hemisphere, and I wish you could, because when you get to go out bush and look up in the sky and see those stars, it is staggeringly stunning compared to what you see in the Northern Hemisphere. I've been to the Northern Hemisphere. I know what it's like. One of the strangest things I ever had happen to me was when I was in Tubingen, and we were sailing, punting actually, down a stream, the Neckar River, I think, is what flows through Tubingen, and we were punting down it. And I remember looking up into the western sky and seeing a crescent moon moving towards setting, late evening. And I looked at it and I went, yeah, I've seen it before, but that's wrong. What's wrong with it? And it took me probably half an hour to recognize what was wrong with it. And what it was the wrong hand. It was facing the wrong way. The open part of the crescent, for us here in the southern hemisphere, is on the left. But in the northern hemisphere, towards sunset, it's on the right. And it took me a while to realize that. And I thought, well, hang on, if I stood on my head, then it would make sense. And that's the way it is. Here in the southern hemisphere, we have a constellation called the Crux, the Cross. We know it as the Southern Cross. You've seen it before. Everybody has. Everybody in the world, if you've seen the Australian and New Zealand flags, have seen a representation of the Southern Cross. The Kiwis have got the four pointers. Sorry, the Kiwis have got the four stars of the Southern Cross. We've got all five here on the Australian flag. And the Southern Cross is, oh, it's a lovely, lovely constellation. I really like it. And for a practical reason too, because there are two stars that point towards the top of the Southern Cross. And I learnt many, many years ago when I was in Scouts that you can tell south by looking at the Southern Cross. See if you can keep up with me. You might have to repeat this to fully appreciate what I'm saying. If you draw a line between the pointers and pick the midpoint and then draw another perpendicular line towards where the Southern Cross is pointing, and then draw a line through the axis of the Southern Cross, where those two lines intersect, that point is directly above due south. Now, you might say, yeah, big deal, okay, so what? I tell you, I've used it. I've used it many times in my life to work out roughly where things are happening in the night sky. You can do the same thing during the day, and I've also used it with your watch. You take the 12 of your analog watch and you point it at the sun and then pick the midpoint between whatever hour it is, use the hour hand, pick the midpoint between the hour hand and the 12, and that is due north. You can't do that in the northern hemisphere, people. It doesn't work. You could do it if you lay on your back and you looked over your head towards the sun, and then you would find due south. But then if you lay on your back, up for you would be the same as up for us. But for you, you'd be looking through the planet.